Hi guys. Last night, when my 7-day suspension ended for a strike on this channel, I uploaded this video here just before I went to bed. And lo and behold, I woke up in the morning and there's over 4,000 views and about 130 comments, which I needed approving. I've got a bit of an update on it. This is the first event that happened, I don't know now, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago in Collingwood, where this woman faked being choked. And to confirm that it's 100% bullshit, I had the video, the main one exposing this, terminated by YouTube with a strike yesterday. Yesterday, can you believe it? After 1 month or whatever, why would they just terminate this video? Well, it connects to the other one, obviously. It connects to this one here with the same guy and with this supposedly 7-month-old pregnant woman. Yeah, well, I've called the video same guy fake event, and just about everyone agrees it is the same guy. I'm just going to point out a few things about this guy. On this site, Cadillacsy Files, we have breaking story: Victoria police corruption linked to Ballarat mum. I'll just skip it down a bit. There's the so-called, sorry. There's the so-called bullshit search warrant. So it goes on here. It says it appears from the YouTube clip that the person who signed the warrant is a detective senior sergeant, Tim R. Gall. Then it goes here. So what? You might say somebody has to sign the warrant. Well, here's a little story about our friend Tim R. Gall, a Ballarat policeman involved in recruiting gangland barrister turned high-level informer Nicola Gobbo has admitted he had an episode of physical intimacy with her. Detective Senior Sergeant Tim Argall told the Royal Commission on Monday he also later sought legal advice from Miss Gobbo when a friend of his, drug squad detective Paul Dale, was charged with the burglary of a drug house in Oakley. Senior Sergeant Argall said he socialised with her in later years when she was not informing to him. After regularly seeing her at court when she was a barrister and he was working as a detective. So it goes here. So the guy who claims that he had an episode of physical intimacy with Nicola Gobbo is the same man who signed a warrant to arrest a 7-week pregnant woman who wanted to protest against the lockdown in Victoria. For our non-Australian readers, Nicola Gobbo was a police informant who was also working as a lawyer, in brackets barrister, for individuals accused of criminal behaviour. It is alleged that her joint role as a lawyer for the accused and her role as a police informant has compromised the trials of individuals accused of criminal behaviour. Seriously, how and why is he still employed by Victoria Police, let alone signing warrants for the arrest of people, in brackets pregnant women, who wish to engage in political protest? And there's lots of comments down here. So there you are. Yeah, a real good cop this guy is. So not only was this event all over Daily Mail. When it's on Daily Mail, it's bullshit. But it's all over the mainstream, and I don't know, within hours, whatever, we get this interview with this woman. Let's just play this, and it's the important part at the end that you need to listen to. Actually, the last few seconds, but I'll play it all in full, and check out, and it just proves 100%. This was all bullshit. It's all to promote fear for anyone that was wanting to go to the protest. That's what it's all about.
The live stream of her arrest has gone viral. 2 million views already. Zoe Lee spoke outside her Ballarat home a short time ago.
So the police did end up being, like, quite nice, which wasn't on camera.
Oh, yeah. You've got to make sure that the police, you know, they're not the evil bastards that we know they are. You got to say straight out they were nice and they treated me nice. Why isn't it inside your house? But anyway.
They did end up taking the handcuffs off, let me get dressed. They were quite nice down at the police station. Like I said, they were just kind of had to do their job at the moment and stuff. You know, they said they weren't really happy about having to arrest me or anything, but that's what's happening at the moment in our state. So
what was your reason for putting up the post and wanting to do the silent protest?
Just pucker up those lips, baby. Because the bullshit is coming out. Oh, fair dinkum. This is a typical bogan that lives in Ballarat.
How did you do that? Well, for one, I actually, sorry about my bimbo moment. I didn't realise I wasn't allowed to.
Moment.
And I did kind of want to protest in Melbourne, but obviously I knew I wasn't allowed to do that.
Tell us why you weren't allowed to do that. You're only in stage three restrictions in Ballarat. You could have come to Melbourne. Nothing stopping you, but you didn't tell us why you weren't allowed to.
So I just wanted to feel like I was doing something, you know, standing up for human rights. And, you know, I'm just a passionate person and I'm sick of the lockdowns. I'm sick of hearing about suicides.
Sick of hearing about suicides. Where are you hearing about that? Not on the mainstream.
Personally lost my job, you know, and just sick of watching the economy collapse.
Have a bit of a laugh. Yeah, you're sick of watching the economy collapse? Bullshit. And you've never had a job. You're a bogan. Guarantee you haven't had a job. You haven't lost your job.
It's getting to the point where, I wanted to peaceful protest and I don't want anyone going to jail or anyone getting hurt.
So, yeah, there it is. If you have a peaceful protest, you're going to be going to jail and you're going to be hurt.
Or, you know, anything like that. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and encourage protesting.
No, that's the last thing you should do. Don't encourage protesting.
It's sad, though. I wish I could. But, you know, I don't want to encourage it and then watch people.
So there you are. They're putting off people encouraging protests.
People be hurt, you know, if they do go on protest.
Because you will be hurt.
There's forceful arrests and...
Forceful arrests.
Stuff like that, so I don't...
Starting to sound like the Commissioner of Police.
I don't even know. I'm it's such a so emotional, like, I'm just baffled.
Yeah, but you're laughing.
Do you still go on protest, if you could?
No, I'm too scared now. And it's fear-mongering. That's how I feel.
Yep. Be afraid to protest, you're too scared. Fear-mongering, all right. Fear-mongering by the police and the government. Well, anyway, there it is. Don't be encouraged to go to protest because you're going to get locked up, arrested, assaulted, you name it.